The Gemara in Brachas, Nuam and Zion, Amun Aleph, and Gemara other places, talks about the five, the Chamisha Minim, the five species of grain, and they're commonly known as wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. There is a debate about oats, Bizman Azeh, whether it's one of the five grains. There are those post-Kim who think oats really aren't one of the five grains, and would involve then the mitzvah of, could you have oat matzah? What do you do for oat challah? What bracha? What about birkas hamazon? For our purposes, we'll assume oats are one of the five grains. But that's just the debate among some contemporary post-Kim. Others say, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's the minig, and we just go with, we just assume oat is the five minim. So either way, that's the issue would be. Only, let's say on Pesach, so only something that could be used, anything that could be used for matzah has to be able to become chametz. And the Gemara has an opinion of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, who includes rice, and the rice also has the status of one of the five species. However, we don't paskin like him. We say it's not considered one of the five species of grain. However, there is some uniqueness about rice. We do make a borei minei mizonos, even though we make a borei nefesho, since it's, they say it's something people eat, it's filling. And as well, the halacha is if you mix wheat flour together with rice flour, it can rise and become, it can turn into chametz on Pesach. So there are some differences between rice and other foods. So we make a mizonos. However, the Gemara has a debate. Gemara discusses first, what bracha do we make over orez and dochen? So Rashi's opinion is that what the Gemara referred to as orez and dochen is not what we call orez and dochen today. In fact, you know, in other words, we know rice as orez and millet as dochen, but he says it's changed today. And therefore, this, the whole debate about what bracha on the rice, about mizonos, that should go on millet instead. So that's Rashi's opinion, that what we call things today change from the time of the Gemara, and therefore you have to apply this question to dochen instead of orez. However, that's not the way most post-Kim and most Mefarshim assume. That we assume that orez still is rice, and dochen is millet, and therefore we would recite the way we paskin is, we might a mizonos over rice, and a shahako over millet. However, because there is a debate among some Hasidim, so therefore, since it's they say Rashi, it's a doubt in the Mefarshim, so therefore, they say you make a shahako on rice, because therefore you go with shahako. You know, the Briskers also have a whole discussion about if you need a misora, do I know what's orez and dochen, because I could just check it out and figure it out, or no, you need a Masora to figure it out. So that's our discussion. We go, the general psak is we make a mizonos on rice and shahako on the millet. And Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, it's no longer an issue anymore. At one point it was a debate that we lost it. We didn't know exactly which one was orez, which one was dochen. But during the Aruch HaShulchan's time, he says, the issue has been resolved. Alright, so how was it resolved? He doesn't say how it was resolved. So some commentators explain, they say it was based on the Vilna Gaon. That the Vilna Gaon did a scientific, he did a study in terms of studying to try to figure out which one's Orez and which one is Dochen. So it's known as the famous mouse experiment. Because the Gemara says in Vav Metzia, Dav Mem Amud Aleph, that someone gives you to watch as a shomer a certain amount of Dochen for a year. So he only has to return 19/20 of what he got. Because we assume that 1/20 was eaten by the mice. However, if you are watching Orez and not Dochen, you have to return 39/40. In other words, we assume that only 1/40 was eaten. The rice, only 1/40 was eaten, not 1/20, I guess. So the Vilna Gaon, in terms to figure out which one is Orez and which one is Dochen, because we know Dochen, the mice eat 1/20, and Orez, they eat 1/40. So he did a experiment, he stored it for a year, some Orez and Dochen, and what happened at the end of the year, the mice ate 1/20 of the millet, but only 1/40 of the rice. Therefore, the Vilna Gaon, based on the Vilna Gaon study, it was clarified that rice is Orez and millet is Dochen. And therefore, that's why we assume that we make a mizonos on rice and we make a shahako on millet. That's the question, you know, with the briskers, whether they say you could restore if the mesorah was lost, can you figure it out through doing archaeology or a different type of scientific study? The Vilna Gaon seemed to say it worked. However, I think the briskers were machmer, so maybe they'll make, maybe they make a shahako on rice. But either way, that's the accepted psak is we make a mizonis, we make a shahako. Further discussion, they discuss about the issue of corn. That many times in Europe, they were afflicted with poverty. And therefore, they were so poor, they had a lot of corn, not too much of the other grains, and they wanted to know, since corn was known as Turkish wheat, they wanted to know, could it be considered one of the species, could it have the same status as one of the five species of grain? So the Chasam Sofer said, no, it's never been considered a grain, and therefore you can't use it for matzah. And then in the middle of a discussion, he discusses about what bracha to make if you make cornbread or other corn products. Do we view it like rice because it's something that was like something that people eat to get filled up on? So there's a discussions between, he makes a different comparisons between rice and corn. However, therefore, because he's mesupik, he says, so let's stay away from what bracha, and therefore just eat it during a meal when you have like actual bread. That's what other poskim bring down as well. But the bottom line is, some poskim say if you can't have it during bread, then you should make a shahako on it. But that's a discussion about Orez and Dochen, whether we could assume based on the Vilna Gaon's experiment that Orez is rice and Dochen is millet, or perhaps you need a mesorah to prove that, but the accepted minig is to make, among most, is to make a mezonos on rice, and a shahako amila, and that seems to be the minig olam.